Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we head into the hot, dry weather and hopefully towards the end of summer and get back into fall, take a quick check of the Iowa State University Extension Garden Calendar. Some reminders from the calendar are toward the end of August. Now is a good time to add water to ponds and water features as needed, especially with the low amounts of rainfalls we've been getting lately. Also a good reminder to continue to harvest your zucchini and cucumbers to keep your plants productive. Always a challenge to get out in the hot weather like this and attend to those plants, but a good way to keep them going. Also, if you're looking to freeze or can any surplus garden produce, we've mentioned this before, but we have plenty of resources available at the Extension office for you to take advantage of there. A reminder to pick your sweet corn when the silks are brown and dry at the ear tip, and the soft kernels emit a milky juice when punctured. Now, in the late part of August, is also a good time to start sowing those lettuce, spinach, and radish seeds for a fall harvest. That's one of those nice crops. You can get two crops a year if you plant an early spring crop and a late summer crop. Those will grow nicely through the cool days of fall and will germinate very nicely in the hot weather we're having now, provided they get adequate water. Also, if you've got apples coming on your trees, remember to pick up and destroy any windfall apples to reduce your pest populations. And as we look ahead to next week, turning the calendar into September, the garden calendar tells us that's a good time to begin planting those bald and burlapped deciduous trees for the fall planting season. Also, if you've got garden seeds that are extra from your garden this year, you can store those leftover garden seeds in an airtight jar in the refrigerator to save them for next year. With the hot, dry weather that we have going on through this week, I want to also remind people a few tips for handling lawns and plants during the weather. First, a tip for weed control in lawns. Broadleaf herbicides are usually most effective when they're applied to weeds that are actively growing. Therefore, during prolonged periods of dry weather, some weeds are likely to curl up or wilt. An application of broadleaf herbicide to these drought-stressed weeds will be less effective, as this wilted foliage will absorb less herbicide than the healthy foliage. Broadleaf herbicides in general can be applied from mid-September to early November in Iowa. If the fall is dry, however, you want to wait for a good rain or you want to irrigate the lawn before applying a broadleaf herbicide. You want to make sure you get a half inch or more of water, either from rainfall or irrigation, to revive any of those drought-stressed weeds, which seems a little counterintuitive to bring them back to life just to kill them off. But if you want to kill them all the way down to the roots, that's the best way to get it done. If you did have any trees that you planted this spring or planning on planting any this fall, also a good reminder about watering those newly planted bald and burlaps or container-grown trees. You want to keep the plant's root ball moist for several weeks after planting, so those newly planted trees should be watered every day for about 4 or 5 days, and then you can gradually reduce the frequency of watering. When you're watering, you want to slowly apply water to the root ball and the surrounding soil. A thorough watering or rainfall every 7 to 14 days should be sufficient once you get about 4 to 5 weeks after planting. You want to continue this watering schedule through the summer and well into the fall. Smaller trees that are planted will usually require watering for 1 or 2 growing seasons, so if you did plant something this spring or are planning to plant this fall, you want to remember that come next spring and maybe even the following spring to make sure that they are getting adequate moisture until their roots can branch out into the surrounding soil. It may be necessary to periodically water those large trees for 2 or 3 years beyond that time frame to make sure they get good root-to-soil contact. Also, a reminder about watering lawns during hot, dry weather. When you have a hot, dry weather, you basically have two options. You can do nothing and allow the grass to go dormant, or you can choose to water the turf grass during dry weather to maintain an active green growing lawn. Cool season grasses such as Kentucky bluegrass can survive long periods of weather, but they will do so by going dormant, where the leaves of the plants stop growing and go dormant, and the crowns stay vital and alive underneath those leaves. This is a natural survival mechanism. The roots and crowns remain alive, and the Kentucky bluegrass can remain in this dormant state for about 4 to 6 weeks without suffering any significant damage. Now, if they do stay dormant for more than 6 weeks, you'll probably want to water them to make sure that they get greened up a little bit. Apply an inch of water in a single application and then water again 7 days later. After this second application of an inch or more of water, your lawn should begin to green up and you'll be assured that it's still doing well and alive. If you're looking to water your lawn during this heat spell, the best time to do that is about 5 to 9 a.m., so the early morning time allows the water to soak deeply into the soil with a little loss to evaporation. These hot, windy afternoons that we've been having are not a good time to water, as much of that doesn't even make it down through the surface, it's just lost to evaporation. When watering is completed in the morning, the turf grass foliage will dry quickly. Watering lawns in late afternoon or evening may increase your disease problems, as the leaves may not dry completely before going into the overnight, and the prolonged wetting of the leaf surface can encourage disease growth. With more questions about lawn and garden or beyond, don't hesitate to give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132. Stop by and visit us at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, on the fairgrounds, or find us anytime on Facebook or on the World Wide Web. Just look up Cass County ISU Extension and check out all of the resources Extension has to offer. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.